This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Just one more drop of blues here. Okay, I got it. I got my last drop of bliss on here. Boy, it works fast. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial set correctly, too. USAPrepares.com, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. Dr. Shealy, are you blessed?
I am blessed. Yoo-hoo!
You really are. As a matter of fact, you are increasing the amount of airtime that you're spending, well, behind the microphone, by 2 hours per week. You've got a brand new show on Hay House. Can you tell us quickly about it before we get in to our discussion with Mason
noon,
and Matthew?
Time, at noon Central Time, every Wednesday now, they can tune in at Hay, H-A-Y, House. Radio.com, HayHouseRadio.com, and I will be primarily discussing health and taking questions, personal questions related to anything related to health, because everything is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Dr. Shealy, this is an absolutely free broadcast, correct, on the Internet?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so class, if you're interested, 12 to 1 Central, Wednesdays. And so you can get 4 hours of Dr. Shealy on Wednesdays, 2 hours right here at USA Prepares from 9 through 11. And then you can take a lunch break, and then from 12 to 1, back to Dr. Shealy on HayHouseRadio.com. And Dr. Shealy, I understand that you're going to be working with medical professionals on all levels and taking questions. So you're going to be interviewing your colleagues, correct?
Yes, I'll have all kinds of extremely well-known people in the holistic field joining me. The first one will be Carolyn Mace, of course, on the 26th of November.
Okay, very good. We'll talk more about that during the second hour. First hour, we are delighted to bring back to the microphones two of our homeschool students. We have Matthew, who's in 11th grade, I'm sorry, 5th grade, he's 11 years old, and we have Mason, who's 9 years old, in the 4th grade, from the state of California, and their mom, their homeschool mom, Missy. And welcome, Missy.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Missy, you were on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and your two boys, and you're on with Dr. Norman Shealy today. And Grace Thorne and Julie are writing a book about, I think it's Children Say the Darndest Things, almost like after Art Linkletter's television show. But it's about the children who are on the radio with us here at USA Prepares with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Sam Bushman, and Dr. Norman Shealy. So I think that's fascinating that you're doing it. I'm excited to be on the air with you. And let me ask you this before we get started. There are people who heard of us homeschoolers. We, of course, are homeschoolers here at the farm. And we've decided that, you know, our children weren't learning as much as they could at the government training center, so we pulled them out. And they've done very well. They certainly have. But the question is, Missy, you're a homeschool mom. Who can homeschool? What does it take? Can anybody do it?
Anybody can homeschool. I did not start out on this journey. I was kind of led into it by my older son having dyslexia and wanting to give him the opportunities that he needed to learn. And so I started this journey, and I haven't looked back, and it's wonderful. Homeschooling is not just for the, quote, college-educated people. I know people that are homeschool graduates that are homeschooling their children. I know people that are college graduates that are homeschooling their kids. I know just high school graduates that are homeschooling their children. What people need to understand, I think, is that homeschooling is not about filling all these facts and being the, quote, smartest person to help your child. It's exposing them to different life experiences, learning, and you do get to learn along with your kids. History I really didn't like in school because it was just dates and facts, and it didn't come alive to me. But teaching history to my children, I'm learning it all over again and learning things I didn't know and wasn't taught in school. So I'm learning right along with them, and they get to learn their own lessons. If they're interested in a topic, they investigate it further. So it's not just me, quote, teaching them all day long. They're teaching themselves. And so anybody that is interested that wants to help their children develop more of a relationship with your child, because that's really the heart of homeschooling is working together and learning how each other works and how I teach versus how they learn, because a lot of times that's different. So if you learn how your child learns, then you can modify how you present a lesson if you are doing an official lesson. But other than that, it's just a lot of conversations throughout the day that you get to have with your children, them asking questions here and there that aren't part of the, quote, lesson. We'll be doing math, and all of a sudden we'll be talking about history because they're asking a question about something, and we'll say, oh, well, who invented that theory? Oh, let's figure this out. And that's basically what it is. Anybody can do it. Anybody.
Missy, you're talking about the relationship with, you know, your children.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. And let me give you an example. Our son is 22 years old, and he's in college. He's nearing the end of his college studies, and he'll show up at one of the meetups that we have at Jimmy's Egg on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see him, he'll come up to me publicly and give me a hug. And, you know, if he leaves publicly, he'll give me a hug. If he's on the phone with us, he'll say, I love you, Mom, love you, Dad. You know, how common is that when children will actually hug their parents, even privately, let alone publicly? How often do children say that they love their parents? Like every phone call, every time our son, you know, hops in the truck and he's leaving the farm, he'll say, okay, love you, Mom, love you, Dad, give us all a big hug. I mean, it changes the relationship. Because
it really does. It changes it to a deeper level because if they're in school all day, things will happen to them in school that they get upset about or and they don't know how to express it. And then when they come home, a lot of times as they're growing up, they really don't understand how that affected them, but they just know they're mad or they're upset. So then you pick them up from school and they're upset and you have no idea why. And sometimes it'll take the whole rest of the evening or 2 days later, and you'll finally figure out, oh, that's why you were upset the other day. And then you can try to have a conversation about it.
Yeah, why not fix it right then and there?
You know, you can talk about it right then, and you can figure out, oh, that's not, you weren't upset about this. It was this other thing that upset mm-hmm. you. So mm-hmm. let's talk about that, and how do you deal with that, and how do you approach that situation, and which reaction do you want to have? Yeah.
Dr. Shealy, your thoughts?
Well, there's no question that homeschooling can be remarkably successful if a parent has the willingness and the time to devote to it. How many hours a day, average, do you teach?
Well, Well, that's the thing. A lot of people ask me that, and my official, quote, sitting down with them with a lesson, and I'm actually teaching them, probably 1 hour.
Really?
The rest of the time, they're doing it themselves. They have the lessons. It's not saying that's all they spend in their, quote, schoolwork. They're in their schoolwork 2 to 3 hours a day. But I present the, give them their work, and they read through the directions. They do the work. And we'll talk about stuff throughout the day. But official, quote, teaching is, yeah, probably about an hour.
Missy, when you say that 1 hour, though, mm-hmm. then you go to the supermarket or the grocery store,
oh,
right?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Okay. So, quote, I'm teaching, you know, 20 all the time in different situations, but people think of teaching as you're sitting at a desk and you have a book and they have a book and you're going through a lesson and let's do this and this. That's the hour I'm talking about. But, yeah, mm-hmm. throughout the day I'm teaching how to respond to situations with the children. I'm teaching them what food, good food to eat, how to shop for the food, you know, what kind of, you know, things to plant in the garden. I mean, all different kinds of things that we're doing throughout the day.
And I can imagine, Missy, that when you're in your car or your truck or you're let's say you're going to the supermarket.
Yeah.
You can look at the different vehicles on the road and say, oh, look at that. That's a van. And what are the advantages, boys, of a van versus that one over there, the black one, the car, and the truck? What do you see as a why would somebody buy one over the other? Mm-hmm. And look over there. There's a garden. That guy's got a garden in his backyard. There's a garden on the side. There's a garden. Look at those tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Those are sunflowers. Hey, by the way, you know, sunflowers kind of track the direction that the sun's going. Look, they're all facing the same way. So what I'm saying is everything that you do with the boys, all the time that you're with them, mm-hmm. can be a lesson. And do those things that I just kind of described, are those the kinds of things that happened in your homeschooling environment?
Almost definitely. Well, just in the car, we don't listen to music. We always listen to audio books. So they're always getting a different story. Our history curriculum is actually on audio CD, so they'll listen to their history chapter in the car, and they ask for it all the time. So they're getting their history lesson in the car a lot of times, and different audio books that we listen to. We just went on a field trip to the great sequoia trees, and so that, you know, all day long, that's a lesson. You're walking through the forest and you're looking at the trees and you're looking at the animals that you see and all different kinds of things. So yeah, that's all teaching too.
Great. Well, Missy, when we come back, let's put Matthew up to the microphone. He's in fifth grade. He's 11, and he's got some medical questions, very interesting medical questions for Dr. Shealy. And then we'll go on to Mason. He's 9 years old, and he's got some interesting questions. We'll be right back. I'm Vin Finelli, Dr. Shealy, USA Prepares.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking. banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you're wondering what do young people think about, you're going to get a chance to learn today. Matthew is 11 years old. He's in the fifth grade. He's homeschooled in California. You just heard his mom, Missy. And she has worked with her boys to prepare them for being on the radio, nationally syndicated radio broadcast, to ask their medical questions of Dr. Norman Shuley. And Matthew, you're up first. And what is your first question that you have for Dr. Shuley?
How is chocolate toxic to dogs?
Wow. How is chocolate toxic to dogs?
Well, you know, I can't tell you unequivocally that. Some things you find out by experience, or you take advice from someone who has found out by experience. We do know that dogs can be extremely negatively affected by up to 1 ounce of chocolate. So it's not something I have any specific knowledge of other than don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like... Why is cigarette smoke bad for you? Well, it's bad for everybody, including dogs. But some things just are different for different species. And dogs are the only one that I know which are particularly sensitive to chocolate.
Matthew, you know, my mom lives with us here at the farmhouse, and she's 90 years old. And she likes a piece of chocolate every once in a while. And we make... that chocolate unavailable to the dogs. She puts it in a place in a container where they cannot get to it. So if a cat were to knock over the container and spill out the chocolate and the dogs were to find it, That'd be a bad thing. So we make sure that we keep chocolate out of the reach of all of our animals, you know, of course, especially the dogs. So that's a great question, and it's something that we need to be concerned about because, you know, we like chocolate, and we might think that our dogs would like chocolate, but it can kill them. And that's a great, great question.
Yes, it is.
Mason, do you have a question?
Let me just one other thing about chocolate while we're talking about it, however, Ben.
Yeah.
For adults, 1 ounce of dark chocolate a day is extremely healthy. 1 ounce, and that should be 70% or more cocoa. But when you get to 2 and 3 ounces, then you lose the health benefits and really just get the calories.
Okay, so 1 ounce of dark chocolate is beneficial for adults.
It improves the immune system, among other things.
You know, that's really interesting because my mom will only eat one small piece per day, literally. If she has it, and that's what she likes. She likes dark chocolate. She likes the Hershey's squares that are individually wrapped dark chocolate. That's what she likes. So I guess that would be a supplement, right, Dr. Shealy?
Exactly.
There you go. Okay, Mason, you're 9 years old and you're in the fourth grade, and you've got a question for Dr. Shealy.
Can you get overhydrated?
Yes, of course. You know, there is something called water intoxication. The kidneys can only, you know, excrete so much an hour, and everybody's a unique individual. In general, the healthy intake of water is essentially take your weight in pounds, divide it by half, and that's the number of ounces of water you need a day. Now, when you go to twice or more that, you may get into water intoxication. So how much do you weigh?
50?
50. So then you need roughly 25 ounces, not quite a quart of water a day.
Okay.
Okay, so Dr. Shealy, did you say that you take the number of pounds that you weigh, divide it by 2, and that's the number of ounces? Is that the equation?
That is the equation. Now, in extremely hot weather, working outside, you might need more. But on average, throughout the year, unless you're in an extremely hot, you know, dehydrating, oversweating area, half of your body weight in pounds and drink in ounces of water. So I weigh 148 pounds, and 74 ounces of water a day is my ideal.
Okay, Mason, when we come back from this commercial announcement, I believe you've got some more questions relating to becoming overhydrated. So when we come back, please prepare to ask the rest of your questions about water. We're talking about medicine with our homeschooled fifth and fourth graders. We'll be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 3 square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3 square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mason's with us, and he's our 9-year-old fourth grader, and he is asking Dr. Norman Chile questions about water. Now, class, when you call into a talk radio program, you may write down, you know, key points that you would like to discuss on the broadcast. Well, Mason and Matthew and their mom have done just that. They have written down in very short form the questions that they have for Dr. Shealy. And I have a copy of these questions. And I'll tell you what, they're fabulous. They're really fabulous. That's how come I know that Mason has a little bit more he'd like to ask Dr. Shealy about water. Mason, please continue.
Since salt takes away your water, can you eat salt to fix overhydration?
No. Overhydration mainly, I mean, you will need a little extra salt perhaps, but the most important thing is to stop drinking excessively and get rid of it by urinating, which you will. But you might well need a tiny, tiny bit of salt. The problem is knowing how much. Incidentally, for your information, the single best salt is one called Himalayan salt, which is a pink color. It has 3% of trace minerals. All of the salt does not have that.
My mom has that.
Well, we would expect that, right, Mason? your mom is on the ball. She really is. Okay, let's go back to Matthew. Matthew, you have a question for Dr. Norman Shealy.
Does caffeine stop you from growing?
Does what?
Does coffee stop you from growing? Dr. Shealy, that's a question that I had when I was very young, too, because we heard that. Coffee stunts your growth, you know, when you're a young person. So Matthew wants to know if that's true.
Actually, it is an excess stress. Basically, anything that interferes with your body's normal, you know, regulation, if you will, can be harmful to your growth and to your immune system. Coffee is a stimulant. And so for children, giving them a stimulant, an extra caffeine, is like a shot of adrenaline. And therefore, it's really not wise. But it's available in, unfortunately, a great amount of the so-called pop on the that's available. And I don't think children should be drinking pop either, because pop has other junk in addition to caffeine.
Is caffeine in coffee the same thing as caffeine in soda?
Exactly. The only difference is the caffeine in coffee comes with the coffee bean, and the caffeine in a pop is artificially made, but physically, chemically, it's exactly the same.
So I should not drink soda or coffee?
Exactly. Pop, Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, Mountain Dew, all of those that have caffeine in them are not good for children. In fact, of course, they're not good for anybody when they're pop because they're loaded with phosphorus. We're almost never deficient in phosphorus in our diet, and that's why they're called pop, because of the excess phosphorus. And they're also 90% of the time loaded with sugar, which we don't need. Sugar is not a food. It is not a natural food at all. And the artificial sweeteners are even worse for you than sugar itself. So pop is, in my opinion, the major junk food available.
What age could I start drinking coffee?
Well, I suggest that most children should not drink coffee before age 16.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, does that have to do with the rate of growth? Is that why you're saying 16?
Well, most children are physically pretty mature by 16. Obviously, some go longer than that, but the balancing out of the major weight gain is usually completed to a greater or less extent by age 16. Mm-hmm. And so you don't want to artificially stimulate the body, which is a stress. Stimulation with caffeine is an extra stress. You don't want to have more stress than you're getting from the natural growth process.
Mm-hmm. Matthew, what is your reaction to what Dr. Shealy said about, staying away from soda pop and staying away from coffee. Is that something you're willing to do?
Yeah.
Okay, so if it will make...
Because you're being homeschooled by a bright woman.
You know, I can kind of see their expressions from here, Dr. Shula. It's a couple thousand miles away, and but I can see their mom, Missy, kind of smiling about your answer, and I can see the boy saying, "Well, I guess that's it for soda pop."
I want to add something here. I think a small amount of regular tea, not a whole cup, but a half a cup, probably is okay starting by age 10. The amount of caffeine in a regular black tea is significantly less than 50% what it is in a cup of coffee. So that little bit. And then, of course, even regular black tea has some other antioxidant things that combat the excess stress of the caffeine. So I hope that's okay with your mother, but I allowed our children to have a small amount of tea from age 10 up.
So, Matthew, does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have more on that on the coffee question?
No.
Okay. Well, let's go to Mason then. Mason, what is your next question for Dr. Shuley?
When my stomach hurts, does that mean I'm overhydrated?
No, it can be. When the stomach hurts, something is irritating it. And it can be any number of foods. It can be a viral or some other kind of infection trying to get in. And it can just be stress. You know, stress is pressure more than your body is able to handle well. And so you can have chemical stress. Caffeine would be a chemical stress, for instance. Cigarette smoke would be a chemical stress, that kind of thing. There are physical stresses where being too cold or too hot or pressure like an injury, a fall or a blow to the body, that's a physical stress. And then there are emotional stresses, emotional stress or fear in general. Anxiety is a reaction to something you're afraid of. Any one of those can cause symptoms anywhere in the body, including pain in the abdomen.
Mason, I've got a question for you. Now you get tests every once in a while in your homeschool lesson. Do you ever get concerned about taking a test? Do you ever feel anxious or have a panic or a fear of taking your test? Or is it just, well, it's just a test and we'll take the test and it's no big deal? How is that for you, Mason?
I don't really like tests.
Yeah. I think most people would agree with you, Mason. But do you ever panic, or is it, you know, you don't like them, but it's not a big deal? Is that the way it is for you, or is it a big deal?
I panic.
You do? And I'm wondering, Dr. Shuley, if it relates, taking tests relates to stomach, having an upset stomach. Could that be correlated?
If you are afraid of them, scared that you're going to flunk or not do well, sure, it could cause even nausea and abdominal pain, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, back to Matthew. What's your next question?
Why do people get allergic to something?
That's a very important question. To some extent, it is genetic. That is, the part of the body that we call the immune system, some people have a more sensitive one, just as some people are more sensitive to sunlight than others, or to, you know, sound than others. And so it's to some extent allergic. Interestingly, the most important study, I think, on allergies is that children who are raised in a household with a cat or a dog have far less allergies than children who don't have that exposure. So being exposed to the slight dust, dander of animals seems to help the body prevent it from becoming allergic. Now, unfortunately, there are a few people who are allergic to animals, but that can be desensitized. There's a company in Waukon, Iowa that makes a product called Impro, I-M-P-R-O, which means immune protein. And they actually will inject into the udder of a cow just before she calves whatever the antigen is, which could be animal dander. And we had a wonderful experience with one of our horse trainers whose wife was extremely allergic to horse dander. And when she was given just one quart of this Impro made to horse dander, it got rid of all of her allergies to horse dander. So it's one of the simplest ways to treat allergies if you can get a product that has all the antibodies that the cow's milk has made into it from a particular antigen, it can often help.
I'm allergic to pollen in trees. What is the better way for me to breathe? Nose spray, neti pot, allergy pills, or essential oils?
Well, the best would be sublingual drops. Very diluted drops. There's some allergists who use desensitization in the mouth with drops made to the allergen. I personally think that's the best. The pills carry so-called side effects which make you drowsy more than anything.
Going into a break, we will be right back. Matthew, we're going to be talking more about allergies and the rest of your questions about breathing with Dr. Norman Shealy.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The most important thing you should have next to water and food is a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. With the harsh, bitterly cold winter that's predicted this year, it's more important than ever to have spare fuel on hand. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. It's also perfect for chainsaws, tractors, and other small gas engines. Use spare fuel alone, or mix it with any amount of regular gasoline to extend the supply of gas you do have on hand. Spare fuel is absolutely essential for unforeseen emergencies. Store spare fuel in your vehicle's trunk or cargo bay and use it in case you run out of gas on the highway. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is also safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many, many years. For special bulk pricing, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we're talking with Dr. Norman Shealy, and we're talking about allergies and why are some of us allergic to things that others of us are not allergic to. And Matthew had some really great questions about allergies. Matthew, did you have some more thoughts about breathing and allergies?
Yeah, we have a non-shedding dog, so does that help with allergies as well?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess your question is, you have a dog that does not shed, and you're wondering if being in the presence of that dog, maybe having that dog in the home, will help you develop immunities to being allergic to the dog and other substances? Is that your question?
Right. Yeah, it's not the hair necessarily. It's actually essentially the dust that comes off the dogs that helps you develop a resistance to allergies.
Matthew,
so snuggling with your dog is good.
Snuggling with your dog is good. So, Dr. Shealy, we have a very good friend. Her name is Janet Randall. She comes to all of our meetups, expos, and she's a friend of USA Prepares and the family here. And she does not want to come to our house because she's allergic to dogs. And well, you've been to the house, and you know that we have them. Now, over time, would that help her immune system develop immunity to being allergic to dogs?
Probably not as an adult. She would do better to actually get, if she could get it, the Impro product to dog dander. And dog dander just means it's not dandruff, but it's the sort of dust that comes off the dog. And they do make one for horses. I don't know whether they make one for dogs, but they might.
Okay, and that's Impro?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Okay, back to you, Mason. What is your next question for Dr. Shealy?
Which is better, eat all Halloween candy at once or spread it out over a month or so?
I would say about 5 years per annual collection would be just right. Candy is not a good food, period. So one piece, and when I say piece, I'm talking about a small, small piece a day, is a maximum that I would recommend at any age.
No smiles, right, Mason? So Mason, did you collect some Halloween candy?
No.
Okay. You know, Mason, very interesting. We live on a farm here in the middle of Missouri. There are not many people around us. And I can say, even when we lived in Virginia on a farm, if we had five young people show up in the last 20 years, that would be a lot for Halloween. People just don't come to our house. And it's not because we don't want them to. They just don't show up. So we haven't really had that experience with giving candy up because people just don't show up. But I do know that in neighborhoods where they're like suburban neighborhoods, parents go out with their children. They get all kinds of candy and pounds of candy. And I guess it's really tempting to just eat a lot of it. So I think your question is really interesting. And so from you just heard from Dr. Shealy that candy's not good for you. As a matter of fact, Dr. Shealy, wouldn't you say that, or did I hear you correctly, that sugar's poison?
Yeah, sugar is not good, period.
Yeah, there you go.
We don't even have sugar in our house. We have honey.
Mm. Yeah. Matthew, thank you so much for being with us. Mason, thank you for being with us. Missy, our homeschool mom, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And I'm looking forward to seeing the book that's written about the questions that the children of USAPrepares.com come up with. Dr. Norman Shealy and I will be right back right after these few short commercial announcements and the news. And I've got some questions for Dr. Shealy, too. Please don't touch that dial.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.